And Shalom Aleichem, everyone, and a Freilich Hanukkah. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Miketz, which is once again Shabbos Hanukkah after a one-year break, and we celebrate the first day of Hanukkah. This is the first time in a while we'll have two Thursday shiurim on Hanukkah. So let me start with a thought on Parshas Miketz and move on to a Hanukkah-related thought. First, Parshas Miketz usually gets short shrift because it comes out on Hanukkah. I'm going to share with you a very powerful idea in Mishnas Reb Aaron, Al HaTorah. It's a Reb Aaron vort, and it really needs a deep understanding, but let me share what he says. When the Shvatim come in front of the viceroy of Egypt, who they don't know is Yosef, and they have all kinds of difficulties. So we find that the Shvatim say that it's really our fault. Aval Hashemim anachnu alochinu asheriinu tzaras nafshei bischananai eleinu v'loi shamanu. He said, we didn't have Rachmanis on Yosef. And it sounds like Reuven saying, I told you so. That's just a nice thing to say, I told you so, but okay, so it sounds like. Rabbi Aaron explains that actually the Shvatim and Reuven were having a machlekes lahalacha. They have a machlekes ladina about what had taken place. The Shvatim still held strong that what they had done was al pi halacha. They held, for whatever reason, that Yosef had a din roidif, and therefore they held that they had a right to do what they had done at the time. And the riot to this, Rabbi Aaron brings, is that we know they had made a cherem against telling their father Yaakov about what had taken place. Even Yosef himself respected that cherem. And so, Rabbi Aaron, you see that they still held. They weren't mata the cherem. They didn't say what we did was wrong. What the Shvatim actually said is that while our psak is right, as brothers, we should have had rachmanis on him when he begged us for his life. That's what they said. Asheinu anachnu alachinu. For what? Asheri'inu tzoras nafshei bischananai eleinu v'loi shamanu. That when he begged us, we weren't listening. That was the avla that we did. And Rumi disagreed with them. Reuven said, "Haloi amati aleichem." I'm telling you, you're wrong. It says, "Vayemar aleichem." Reuven says to them, "Haloi amati aleichem al techtu b'yelid." So this was actually a machlokes, a dispute over what they did, whether there was something correct to what they did, something not correct to what they did. Why is it that the Shvatim saw it wrong and only Reuven saw it correctly? And this is the point that Aaron is coming to make. Rabbi Aaron says that the Shvatim held by their own. They were Gedolei Yisrael, and they held that Pesach was right. Why did Reuven see it differently? Reuven was somewhat humbled. He had done a different Aveira, nothing to do with Yosef. He had done a different Aveira in moving his father's bed. And he was Isaac B'Sakayu B'Tanisai. When a person is humbled, he thinks things differently. He doesn't have that self-assurance that everything he's doing is right. And we're talking about Gedolei Yisrael on their level. But him calls that, he had a certain amount of humility that was beyond the Shvat. Because when something challenging happens to a person, when a person has to step back, then it's different. When a person has to step back, then he looks at the world differently. That's really the musa that he gives. Now, sometimes in life, a person is challenged by something. It helps his perspective on everything that takes place, on everything that takes place all around him. A person shouldn't hesitate. When a person has to step back from his normal self-confidence and reassess things in a positive way, he sees things more clearly. Rabbi Aaron says that's the lesson of the machlekes here between Reuven and the Shiftei Ka. What's amazing is Rav Aaron's certainty that the Shvatim felt that they were still, that they were correct in what they did. The problem is that Bishanan Ayelenu, amazing the way Rav Aaron looks at the Heilige Shiftei Kah and what they had done. And so this is a thought on the parasha. Let's move on to my thought for Hanukkah. Kates Bavel, Zerub Bavel. We mentioned in Moisur the name Zerub Bavel. I'm certain that a previous Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Hanukkah, I spoke about Zerub Bavel. But I'm going to do it again because I feel Zerub Bavel, for some unexplainable reason, Zerub Bavel among the great people of Tanakh, again, among the extraordinary Manhige Yisrael, gets very short shrift. I'd like to talk a little about Zerubbabel. I'll share with you who he was and where it comes into the understanding of the Haftira that we're going to lay on Shabbos Chanukah. Zerubbabel built the Bayis Sheni. And you're going to tell me, what? Every Jew knows Ezra built the Bayis Sheni. Everyone knows Nehemiah built the Bayis Sheni. Baloney, not true. It's a lie. Ezra was not even in Eretz Yisrael when the Bayis Sheni was built. Nehemiah was not even in Eretz Yisrael. He came Bishnas Esrim LeDaryavesh. He came in the 20th year of Daryavesh. The Beis Hamikdash started to be built the first year, 1 year into Daryavesh. Ezra came the 7th year of the king. Nehemiah came the 20th year. There's no question that neither Ezra nor Nehemiah had any physical yad was present in Eretz Yisrael when they built the Beis HaMikdash. Who built the Beis HaMikdash? Who led Klal Yisrael? A man named Zerubbabel. Somebody observed, we say in Ma'isur, Kates Bavel, Zerubbabel, we mentioned these two brothers, Kates Bavel and Zerubbabel. Who are they? Well, Kates Bavel, of course, is not a name. Zerubbabel is, and many people don't know it. I'll quote to you from a pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Dalet, pasuk Tes. Quote: Yedei Zerubbabel yistu habayis hazeh. The hands of Zerubbabel are the ones that laid the foundations. Habayis hazeh means the Beis Hamikdash. And not only that, the yad of tivat sana, and his hands completed them. His hands completed the Binyan HaBayis. So he started the building and he completed the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, Yistu HaBayis HaZeh Mitchila B'mei Kairish HaRishay V'yadah Tevatzenu Oysayata. Tevatzenu Lashon Gemar, who was Lashon of completing. So actually, Zerubbabel built the Bayis Sheni, and very rarely does he get any credit for building the Bayis Sheni. It's an incredible thing. Zerubbabel was the oldest living descendant of the royal family of David HaMelech. And he came back to Eretz Yisrael with the Bayis Sheni, and he had an expectation or a hope that he would now be Melech, that he would take over as the Melech of Klal Yisrael at the time of the Bayis Sheni. That was the hope that he had had at the time. And Halavaya would have happened. It did not happen. Instead, Haggai describes him as Pachas Yehuda. He was the governor. They were still under the hands of Daryavesh. And he was the governor. He was the one that took care of Klal Yisrael as an appointee of the Melech. But the hope had been that had Klal Yisrael ben Zaycha, that he would have been the Melech. Take a few minutes, learn the introduction of the Malbim to Haggai, to Sefer Haggai. Haggai, you remember, is one of the Treyasar. It's a short sefer, two prokim. You can sit down and learn it easily. You light the medayra, you learn it. It's not going to take half an hour. In the introduction, the Malbim has, not a long introduction, he says, Be'es Nivne HaBayis, when the Bayis Sheni was built, I said, Adayin of Sharais Tali Ba'imed. Things were hanging. Had Klal Yisrael returned the greater numbers and done the proper tshuva, then he would have been the Melech HaMashiach. V'amigdash ha'yamachim v'shusay alamim, and the Bayis Sheni would have been the permanent Beis HaMikdash. Al-Kain Zarech lehem oidah pam ora nevuah. That's why Chagas Chaim Lachi became Nevi'im at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. So this is all basic, simple yediyas that every Jewish person should have. Once I get to the Haftarah of Hanukkah, I'd like to point out the following. As you know, the Bayis Sheni stood for 420 years. As you also should know, there was no Jewish king until the Hashmonaim came along. The Hashmonaim came along 214 years after the Bayis Sheni was built. And by driving out the Yavanim, the Rambam says in Hilchos Chanukah, Chazra Malchus LeYisrael Karev LeMasayim Shana. The Malchus returned with the Hashmonaim, their descendants, and then Hordis, and it returned to the Jewish people. It returned to the Jewish people through the Hashmonaim. Haggai was not the Melech. In the Haftarah, we will read, I can't tell you the whole Haftarah, I believe a previous year I described the Menorah of the Haftarah in one of these Shiurim. Maybe we can look it up, but what I'd like to do is point out to you the very end of this week's Haftarah, the Haftarah of Miketz, Hanukkah, which is also the Haftarah of Baal Oischa in Sefer Zechariah. Vayan Vayomer Elai Lemar. A Malach says to the Navi Zechariah, Zed Devar Hashem El Zerubbabel Eimer. I have a message for you to tell Zerubbabel, saying, Loi v'chayo v'loi v'kayach, ki im beruchi amar Hashem tzavakais. Not through an army and not through force, only through my spirit will the Bayis Sheni be built, will the Bayis Sheni continue. The message is that the Bayis Sheni was not built through conquering through an army. There was no melech in the normal sense of the word. Kiyam beruchi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Pasha Pshat, Rashi says, I will give the ruach of the king Dayavesh, I give him the spirit, and he will allow you and command you to build. But not, Bayis Sheni is loy b'chayol v'loy b'kayat. This is the makar for the Rambam. It says that Bayis Sheni, whose kedusha was not through an army, that remained forever. Kiyam beruchi amar Hashem tzavakos. Rav Hudner writes, I believe in the Pachad Yitzchak on Chanukah, I imagine. But I remember he writes that from this Nevuah and on, the leadership of Klal Yisrael turned from Malchus to Keset Torah. The Keset Torah, the leading Torah poskim, the leaders in Torah, and Klal Yisrael, they became the leaders of Klal Yisrael through this nevuah. And with this, Rav Hutner explains the toss of the Hashmonaim. Why didn't they give over the Malchus to Yehuda? The Ramban says they did wrong. Dr. Rav Hutner, it's because they held of this nevuah that the Keset Torah is Malchus till Mashiach comes. I would add, maybe they were right. As long as they were the Keset Torah, the problem is it went to the descendants who were not the Keset Torah, who are not leaders in Torah, and they held on to the Malchut. Be that as it may, tonight, when you say at my store, Kes Bavel Zeru Bavel, what are the next words? Le Kes Shivim Noishati. At the end of the 70 years, that's the 70 years of the Golos of the Korban Bayis region, the Kate Shivim Neshati, through Zerubbabel, came Kate Bavel, the end of Golus Bavel, through Zerubbabel, the Kate Shivim Neshati. And so, Zerubbabel, one of the greatest of the leaders that Klal Yisrael ever had, is being mentioned here. He's mentioned in Chagai and Zechariah and Ezra and Nechemiah and Dibre Yavim. He's mentioned all the Sfarim that were written after the Shivim Shana of the Golus. Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel, the leader of Klal Yisrael. If you will learn Haggai, take the time, you will learn. Vayor Hashem Esruach Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel. Vesruach Yeshua Kayagavu. Yeshua Kayagavu was the leader, was the leader of the Kayanim. Vesruach Kolom Lasseis. And with that, I want to wish everyone a lichtig Chanukah. What's lichtig about Chanukah? When you learn something that you never learned. Imagine, you learn something that you never learned before. That's lichtig. And when you learn a mitzvah of Torah, a little bit of Navi that maybe you never learned before, except Matzah Shabbos, that's no better. Wishing everybody a meaningful Chanukah. Light the menorah tonight. Take out a Haggai. Learn, what is it, 40 psukim, maybe. Learn the 40 psukim of Haggai. And maybe you'll chazer it every year, Chanukah. You'll learn about Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel. A good Shabbos, a freilich Chanukah to you, to Klal Yisrael, to Yidden everywhere. Bartzenu HaKadosha, Yidden who's spending Chanukah out on the front lines, Hashem should protect them with the Hagona, the spirit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped, the Chashmenoim, Hashem should help Klal Yisrael everywhere. A good Shabbos to all.